This is the Sakar Merli of the 16th of March, 2024. Essence, sweet children, the department of knowledge is separate from the department of yoga. By having yoga, you souls become Satobhritan. In order to have yoga, you need solitude. Question. On what basis does your remembrance remain stable? Answer. On the basis of forgetting everything you have. You should not even remember your bodies. Use everything you have for God's service. This takes effort. By sacrificing everything, your remembrance can remain stable. If you children remember the Father with love, your remembrance will draw his remembrance. Baba will also give you a current through which you souls become ever healthy and your lifespans increase. Om Shanti. Now, there are two things, knowledge and yoga. The Father has a huge treasure that he gives to you children. Those who remember the Father the most receive a great deal of current because your remembrance draws his remembrance. This is a law because the main thing is remembrance. If someone has a great deal of knowledge, it doesn't mean that he has remembrance, no. The department of knowledge is separate. And the subject of yoga is very great. Knowledge is less than yoga. Souls become Satobhritan with yoga by having a great deal of remembrance. Unless you have remembrance, it is impossible for you to become Satobhritan. If you children do not remember the Father throughout the day, the Father does not remember you either. When you children have good remembrance, that remembrance draws the Father's remembrance. You pull the Father. This too is predestined in the drama and has to be very clearly understood. You need a great deal of solitude to have remembrance. The basis of claiming a high status for those who come later is remembrance. They remain in remembrance a great deal. Their remembrance draws the Father's remembrance. So you children have a great deal of remembrance, and the Father also remembers you a great deal. He attracts you. When you say, "Baba, have mercy, have compassion," that also requires remembrance. If your remembrance is accurate, there will automatically be that attraction, and you will receive a current. You souls know internally that when you remember Baba, that remembrance makes you completely full. Knowledge is your wealth. Remembrance enables you to draw Baba's remembrance. Through this you become healthy and pure. He has so much power that he is able to purify the whole world. This is why people call out to him, "O Baba, come and purify us impure ones." People don't know anything. They just continue to shout and waste their time. They don't even know the Father. Although they might do intense devotion and even sacrifice themselves at the Shiva temple at Kashi, they do not receive anything. They still begin to commit sin again. Maya traps them immediately. They do not attain anything. Now you know that the Father is the purifier, so you should sacrifice yourselves to him. People think that Shiva and Shankar are one. That too is just ignorance. Here, Baba repeatedly says, "Man, man above, remember me and you will become pure. You gain victory over death." However much effort you make for this, so Maya will accordingly put obstacles in your way, because she knows that by your remembering the Father, you will leave her. This is because, since you have become mine, you must renounce everything. You must no longer remember your friends, relatives, or wealth, etc. There is a story in which it was said that even the walking stick had to be renounced. Others tell you to renounce everything, but no one else ever tells you not to remember your bodies. The Father says, "These bodies are old, you must forget those too. You must forget everything on the path of devotion. You must forget absolutely everything. That is, whatever you have, use that for doing service. For only then will your remembrance remain stable. If you want to claim a high status, you have to make a great deal of effort. You must not even remember your bodies. You came bodiless, and you have to return bodiless." The Father teaches you children. He has no desires. He simply does service. Only the Father has this knowledge. This is a play about the Father and the children together. You children remember the Father, and then the Father sits here and gives you a searchlight. When the children pull the Father a great deal, the Father sits and gives them light. If they are unable to pull Baba sufficiently, then this Baba sits and remembers the Father. If at any time someone needs a current, Baba's sleep is disturbed. He becomes concerned that so-and-so needs to be given a current. Your lifespans do not increase by studying knowledge. Your lifespans increase and you become ever healthy by receiving this current. There are some in the world who live to be 125 to 150 years old. They must definitely be healthy. They must also have done a great deal of devotion. There is benefit in devotion. There is no harm in it. The manners of those who don't do any devotion are not good. In devotion, there is faith in God. Therefore, they do not lie or sin or become angry in their business. Devotees are also praised. People do not know when the path of devotion began. They know nothing of this knowledge. The path of devotion is also becoming powerful, but when the influence of this knowledge increases, devotion will be renounced completely. This is a play about happiness and sorrow, and about devotion and knowledge. People just say that God gives happiness and sorrow, but then they also say he is omnipresent. Happiness and sorrow are two separate things. Because of not knowing the drama, they understand nothing at all. All of those souls leave their bodies and take others. Only you know this. It isn't said that you remain soul conscious in the golden age. It is now that the Father teaches you to become soul conscious. He says, Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You must become pure. That is the pure land of happiness. No one remembers him at the time of happiness. It is only when they experience sorrow that they remember God. Just look how wonderful this drama is. Only you understand it, number-wise. You write down the points in order to revise them at the time of giving a lecture. Doctors and lawyers also note down points. You are now receiving the Father's directions. So you should also revise them before giving a lecture. Baba has entered this one. When the Father explains to you, this one also listens. If he did not tell you the points, how would I know them, so that I could explain to you? The Father says, this is the final birth of your many births. There is also the picture of Brahma and Vishnu. You go to your kingdom number-wise. You claim a status according to how much remembrance you have and how much you have imbibed. The Father says, I explain very subtle and deep matters. You should note down the new points. The old points will not be of any use. After you have given a lecture, you remember that if you had explained certain points, it would then have fitted into their intellects very well. You are speakers of knowledge, but number-wise. The best of all are the Maharatis. Baba is different. Bap and Dada are combined. Mama's explanations were the best of all. Children used to have visions of the perfect Mama. When it was necessary, Baba would also come and enter and accomplish his task. All of these things have to be understood. You study when you have time. You have to do your business, etc., throughout the day. You need time to churn the ocean of knowledge. You need silence. For instance, if someone who does good service needs to be given a current, then that soul has to be remembered in order to be given help. First, by remembering the face, you can then remember the soul. You have to create such methods. If serviceable children are experiencing difficulty, they have to be given help. You must consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and then remember that soul a little. This is like giving them a searchlight. It is not that you have to sit in a particular place and have remembrance. Remember the Father while walking and moving around and taking your meals. If you want to give others a current, you have to stay awake through the night. It has been explained to you children. To the extent you remember the Father when you wake up in the morning, accordingly there will be that pull and Baba will give you light. Baba's business is to give children a searchlight. Whenever a great deal of searchlight needs to be given, this Baba remembers the Father a great deal, so the Father gives a searchlight. You have to remember a soul and then give a searchlight. This Baba too gives a searchlight. You can also call it mercy, blessings, or call it what you will. If a serviceable child becomes ill, then because that soul needs power, Baba feels compassion and stays awake throughout the night and remembers that soul. If souls have remembrance, Baba remembers them in return. The father has a great love for the children, and so his remembrance reaches the soul. However, this knowledge is easy, and there are no obstacles of Maya in that. The main thing is to have remembrance, but there are obstacles in this. By having remembrance, your intellects become like golden vessels that enable you to imbibe this knowledge. It is said that the milk of a lioness can only be kept in a golden vessel. You need a golden vessel in order to hold this wealth of knowledge given by the Father. This can only happen when you stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. If you do not have remembrance, you cannot imbibe this knowledge. Do not think that the Father is the knower of the secrets within. To predict events that then occur are things that happen on the path of devotion. If they have a child, they say it was the Guru's blessing. If it does not happen, they then say that it was the will of God. There is the difference of day and night. The Father has explained the secrets of the drama to you children very clearly. You did not know these things before. This is your living death and rebirth. You know that you are now becoming deities. You can speak on the topic of how Lakshmi and Narayan attained their kingdom and how they lost it again. Tell them that we can explain the whole history and geography of that. This Brahma also says, I used to worship Lakshmi and Narayan, and I also used to study the Gita. When Baba entered my body, I renounced everything. I had a vision in which Baba said, remember me, and all your sins will be absolved. There was no question in this of studying the Gita, etc. The father sat in this one and made him leave everything. It wasn't that he went into a temple and had a glimpse of Shiva. The things of devotion just completely vanished. The intellect was filled with the knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. By knowing the Father, you come to know everything. You should write about these wonderful topics so that people are amazed and run to hear you. Go to a temple and ask anyone there, did any other religions exist when Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world? There was only the one Bharat at that time. So how can you say that the Golden Age lasts for hundreds of thousands of years? Since they say that it was 3,000 years before Christ there was paradise, how can it be hundreds of thousands of years? After hundreds of thousands of years, the population there would be as countless as mosquitoes. Tell them a little, and they too will be amazed. However, this knowledge will only sit in the intellects of those who belong to this clan. Otherwise, they will just say that the knowledge of the Brahma Kumaris is wonderful. You need an intellect in order to understand. The main thing is remembrance. A husband and wife remember each other. Souls remember the Supreme Soul. At this time, everyone is diseased and has to be made free from disease. Keep this topic. Tell them, If you repeatedly fall ill, we can give you such a life-giving herb that you will never fall ill again. However, this can only happen if you take the medicine properly that we give you. This medicine is very inexpensive, and it will prevent you from falling ill for 21 generations through the golden and silver ages. That is heaven. Note down these points and then write about them. You are the surgeons of all surgeons. The great imperishable surgeon of all surgeons will give you such medicine that for your future 21 births you will never fall ill. It is now the confluence age. People will become happy on hearing such things. God says, I am the imperishable surgeon. People still remember him. O purifier, imperishable surgeon, come. Now that I have come, continue to explain these things to everyone. At the end, everyone will definitely understand. Baba continues to give you wise methods. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to receive a searchlight from the Father, wake up early in the morning and sit in remembrance of him. Become his helper by staying awake through the night and give others a current. 2. Use everything you have in a worthwhile way by using it for godly service. Forget your old body and stay in remembrance of the Father. Sacrifice yourself completely and continue to make effort to become soul conscious. Blessing. May you become a conqueror of Maya by finishing all the spinning of Maya with the discus of self-realization. To know oneself means to have a vision of oneself, and to know the knowledge of the cycle means to be a spinner of the discus of self-realization. When you become a spinner of the discus of self-realization, the spinning of Maya automatically stops. The spinning of body consciousness and the spinning of relationships, the spinning of problems, are the many spinnings of Maya. For 63 births, you have continued to be trapped in those many spinnings. Now, become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. You can become a conqueror of Maya. To become a spinner of the discus of self-realization means to go into the flying stage with the wings of knowledge and yoga. Slogan: stay in the bodiless stage and you will easily overcome any adverse situations. Om Shanti.